It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Kirk. I don't know why I can't.
I've been an engineer today.
I have solved all of the problems that have happened.
I am a moron.
Boop, boop, boop.
I pushed the wrong button.
What are we going to call our show? We need to,
Alaska Realty Today. We also have a Facebook page, Jamie.
I know.
It's called Alaska Realty Today.
I did it in stories on my Instagram.
Yay. Clap, clap, clap.
Instagram. We need to.
The one I did on basements.
Yeah.
Had almost 2,000 views.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's a lot.
What was the key takeaway from basements?
Groundwater. Groundwater sucks.
Yeah. No kidding, right? At this point. I had a friend that reached out this last weekend that had basement flooding. And I said, what can I send you? What resources? It was so annoying. And I just thought, that was
90-degree dry air.
This was the first time in 3 years of being in her house. And then my husband went, I'm going downstairs right now to check out all of our spaces.
I mean, it's the most snow we've had in a long time, right?
Yeah.
Or ever.
Yeah.
Whatever the stat was.
It's really, yeah.
I'm surprised more basements aren't flooding.
Let's not put it out there. That's just bad energy.
My basement's flooding.
I know it is. I know. You know what's for sale right now? A house on Frog Pond.
What?
Your house.
No. No. Love
yes.
My house.
I want to sell that house.
No. I gotta get it all perfect first.
And then I'm going to be your realtor. I'm going to do a video. I'm going to sell it.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'll, if you can issue consent. I think it's just going to be a done deal.
You're just going to list it without my authorization?
Yes. You're going to love it. I'll get the bids in first and then say, here's what you could make off this after I do an amazing CMA for you. And you're like, oh my God.
Just don't torch it.
Yeah. No, we just need it to go. Because all the issues will be fixed and you'll just be so exhausted. You're just like, let it go.
Our contractor is going to come back out, and we have more dirt work to do, more grading to do.
Yeah.
We might do a French drain around it. We have some ideas. So
he's
just getting his house ready to put on the market, and then
is he?
We're go time.
Where is his house?
Don't
give the address.
Built a bunch up on Chena Ridge, like 100 of them.
Yeah,
and so he's got 3 on Pickering.
Does he have a house with a shop? That's what I need.
House with a shop.
House with an extremely large garage.
No.
That's what I need, people. If you are at all on Chena Ridge and you have a house with a shop that you want to sell or you've been thinking about selling that,
I have
a buyer.
Shops are hot.
Please, please consider. I just need that. I need it so bad. If you've been even debating it and you want me to come out and tell you how much it's worth and then we can do a side negotiation, I'm very comfortable with that as well.
That's the thing.
Ugh.
I had a client call me. I don't know if I brought this up before, but... She wanted to know if the seller on her, you know, the A-frames on Post. I don't know if you've ever seen them. Cyclone.
Yes,
and,
I have.
What's the other one? They're all named after disasters. But, and said, hey, I built the garage on here. I really like that home. Maybe see if the seller wants to sell it. And so that's the letter we wrote. And she wrote back, I was actually thinking about selling in May. So we're trying to put that together. And that's the thing.
Great. Yeah. I have a friend that just reached out and said he had a friend that wants to buy the house next door to them so they can live next to each other. And he goes, the house next door to me is not for sale. And I said, well, you never know. Let's do a letter and let's reach out to them and see if they're willing to sell. And he was like, we can do that? Is that allowed? And I said, yeah, it's totally allowed. And he goes, could you help us? And I said, I can totally do that. So we are getting that together this week to see if they can be best. He goes, wouldn't it just be so cool if we could just walk to each other's houses? And I go, this is the funniest thing I've ever heard. He goes, yeah, we're just best friends. And I said, okay, let's make it happen. So
Jamie's remodeling her Jerry's remodeling a condo in Maui right now. Lisa's
so
actually oddly going to go over there and kind of help her. But she's sending us all the photos of stuff she's going to do in the showers. And so I don't know, natural stone. Does that look?
Yeah. It's going to be so nice.
Kind of looks nice.
It's so different in, we went to the Bahamas and they had an outdoor-indoor shower. You know, so you go into the bathroom indoors, But then the
shower outdoors.
There's no roof over the bathroom, so you can get rained on if it's raining, or you're supposed to experience the outdoor indoors. And at first I was like, that's weird. It was amazing.
I think that's awesome.
It was amazing.
But you don't have a nudity issue.
Thank you for that.
Or maybe you do have.
I'm glad that that's
here's the cabinets
on the radio. Nice.
Good color, right?
You can't see them. They're like an off-white, And very pretty. She's doing a new bathroom, new kitchen remodel.
Stone?
Jerry.
So what's the stone for, do you think?
Probably the tile in the kitchen.
Okay.
Or is that the countertop?
Look at these. Look at these pull knobs that she wants to get.
Jerry has just sent a lot of.
I told her no. I go, what are you, 80 years old? So it's a picture of a turtle.
And a pull knob.
I'm like, you're not 80 years old. You want to gear towards like a 30-year-old, not an 80-year-old. And it's like, just think if you did a remodel of a Airbnb and you made it super modern, except for the pull knobs had a cheesy wolf,
Unless that whole theme thing was themed.
Yeah, it's not.
You know, like where you could.
Here's lights.
It had
it's
a turtle.
Not theme. No, it looked,
right.
It's
and it
not
had
turtle
like an
light.
Aquarium it's, in it, or you
no,
know, you were going to stuff.
No, she has really good taste, except for this stupid turtle.
You know what happens though? She's over
modern
in,
lighting.
She's over in Maui, so she's like, "Oh, I should do something. I see turtles every day. I see this. I see the ocean every day." And then she got excited, and then she was like, "I just love this. This is so pretty." And then she went a different direction. Yeah, that's what happens.
I go, "What are you, 80?"
Yeah.
It's oh, and she goes, like, "She goes, what? Yes, 80." And sends me a picture. It's 80 degrees. I'm like,
that's
"No."
Just, that's mean. That's
I go, "Put normal poles on, LOL. Yes. Not a Fairbanks wolf howling. See?"
Yes. You.
She goes, "It's a turtle dinghy." I'm like.
If you're thinking about renovating, you need to be neutral. I mean, unless you really, really love something, and let's say you do love wolf poles, you can do wolf poles while you live there, but when you leave, you have to go neutral because that's all people will see, and those are the things that will stand out when people come to buy your house, and those are the details. I just listed a condo for a client.
I like those condos.
And they did the virtual staging for me in the photographs. And I can't remember, what is Daryl's company called? Do you remember? Hold on, I'm going to look it up. He did the virtual staging.
Daryl Jarman Photography, right?
Yes. He did the virtual photos for me, which are great because the condo that I listed has really cathedral high ceilings, like really, really high ceilings.
Huh.
And I feel like sometimes when you see them, it's hard to imagine what you would put in there furniture-wise. And the virtual staging photos that he did